First results in Egypt show that the Muslim Brotherhood and the Al-Nur party have made significant gains in the final stage of the lower house election. Voters went to the polls for a second day Wednesday in the first free legislative vote since army officers overthrew the monarchy in 1952. The staggered election is part of the military's plan to hand power to civilians before July, following the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak. Father Rafik Grish, director of the press office for the Catholic Church in Egypt, spoke to Lydia Kane about the polls and the Christian vote.
Yesterday was the last day in all the electoral rounds and the end of the third phase. And it seems from the first results that the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, which is the party called the Nur Party, are taking a majority in the parliament, which will be around 80%.
What about Christians? How do they fare in this poll?
Many Christians participated in the polls and they were very enthusiastic to go, because in the past, at the time of Mubarak and other the other regimes also, the Christians were restraining and didn't choose to participate to go to the electoral polls. But this time, everyone went. But I want to tell you that in the Upper Egypt and in small villages, the presence of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists is stronger, because they help the very poor people in giving them some food, some oil, sugar, etc. And this played a very big role in getting them in the front of the elections.
The Muslim Brotherhood have said that it would not impose its will over a new constitution and would work with all political rivals on the blueprint. Is that welcome news?
This is welcome news, but we are the Muslim Brotherhood are not always saying the saying the truth. We will have to see what they are going to do. And the constitution has to be not according to the majority in the parliament. It has to be implemented according to all the parties, and all the people in Egypt have to be, they have to agree on this constitution. And this is the little difference with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood say, no, if we take the parliament, we are going to put the constitution. And the other people, the liberals, say no. Even if you take the majority of the parliament, the constitution in itself has to be an agreement with all the political parties which are in Egypt, regardless about the majority or the minority.
Some analysts have been saying that they think the Muslim Brotherhood could seek to build a coalition with secular groups. Is that something that you have heard?
We heard, and I think it's they are going towards this. Even the liberal group, the secular liberal groups, welcomed this idea presented by the Muslim Brotherhood. And I think the Muslim Brotherhood has all they need to have this coalition done, and they prefer it to do a coalition with the secular and liberal parties than to do it with the more fundamentalist, which are the Islamists. Islamic Salafist group.
Of course, these elections are coming after years of Mubarak rule, and of course his trial is going ahead at the moment. How are Egyptians viewing that trial at the present time?
Well, the Egyptians are not very happy about the trial, because it was, first of all, very, very slow. And we feel that he is on trial for 2-3 minor things. And not about all the corruption that happened through the 30 years. Most of the people had preferred to have a political trial and not a trial just according to law. But I think in a democracy, we have now to bear the bureaucratic way of implementing law here.
We've had Christmas and we've had New Year, but of course, according to the Julian calendar, we have another Christmas coming up this weekend. And we had been speaking before, and you were talking about the security issues around your own parish around the time of Christmas Eve. And I was just wondering, coming up to this Epiphany time, what's the situation like?
Like the Catholic Christmas. The cults are preparing to have their Christmas on the 6th, 7th January. But it is not a joyful Christmas. It's not... Christmas is should be just more cheerful than what we are seeing now. I mean, especially for the children and families. But there is a cloud of sadness in this Christmas. And the people are really, the Christians are really afraid for their future in Egypt.
I mean, are you hopeful that all services, church services, will go ahead as normal?
Up to now, all the services are as normal, but many churches, instead of celebrating Christmas at midnight, they arrange to have their the Mass much more earlier in the evening. At 6 or 7 p.m. instead of having it at midnight like it should have been in normal circumstances.
Just finally, it's a year since that terrible bombing at the church just around New Year's. Again, we're looking at a kind of an anniversary there. It probably brings back memories for a lot of people around this time of year.
Yes, that is why not only the bombing of the Alexandria church last year, but even after the revolution in Egypt, we had other 11 small and major incidents, like the one of Maspero, where there were 24 killed by the charge of the army and shooting towards them with bullets by the army, and leaving more than 100 young men and women wounded. And this was a very big, incident for all the Christians and the Egyptians in Egypt, to see that their army is turning against them instead of continuing to give protection to them.